Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
Think about all these things in the Bible. I got my Bible out, and I got my concordance out. Now think of the opposite of busy. I got so many words, I did not know which direction to go. Now listen, see if you've heard any of these words in the Bible. Okay? Still, be still and know that I'm God. Wait on the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Commune with God. Fellowship with God. Pray to God. Talk to God. Abraham talked with God. All these things are spending time with Him, right? Bow before God. Kneel in His presence. Humble yourself before God. Lie prostrate before the Lord. Praise the Lord. Worship the Lord. Give thanksgiving to the Lord. And meditate. I mean, that's just a few of them. I mean, when I'd start to go to look them up, there were so many verses. You could have spent a year just going over each one of these verses about spending time with the Lord. Each and every one of them. So what does the devil do to keep every person in this room from hearing from God? He keeps us busy. It's like God has got, say this pulpit right here is our gift. Okay? And inside this gift, it's got everything that we would ever need. Every answer that we will ever need. You could walk up to this pulpit, you could get your healing. You could walk up to this pulpit, you could get your answer for the direction that you need. You could walk up to this pulpit, you could find out how to deal with your kids that's gone berserko. You could walk up to this pulpit and get your husband to like you again. Do you understand what I'm saying? You could walk up here and everything you ever needed was here. So what does the devil do? He tries everything. Now, you can get to this pulpit from how many angles? Every way possible. There is absolutely nothing in the way of getting to it. But what the devil does is he does everything he can to turn your back to it, to distract you from it, to keep you thinking about something else, to keep you busy doing something else. To show you, hey, hey, look over here, do this, hey, hey. Yep. That's good. Amen. Yeah, man. That's good. Come see me over here. Everything he can to keep you from going over here. And the further he can get you from that, the easier it is to keep you from getting closer to that. So that's what he does on a daily basis. Is he knows if you don't get close to this but once a month, it's easier to keep you from going there even once a month. And he knows if you don't go here but once a year, then he's got you. So that's his tool. And the funny thing about it is he don't even have to be that smart. All he's got to do is wave something in front of me, and he distracts me. Now, I've got excuses. Let me explain. Before I explain, so you have time to judge, I'm going to read you this verse. Okay? Matthew 25, Verse 34 in the King James. Then I will explain why I have excuses. Matthew 25, 34. Then the king says unto them on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, thirsty, give you drink? Or when did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when saw you sick or in prison and came unto you? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, insomuch as you've done it unto the least of these my brothers, you've done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall you answer also. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or thirst, or stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, insomuch as you did not do it to the least of these, you did not do it unto me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. This also reminds me, you remember it, of the wedding feast that he called everybody there and everybody was too busy to come. One said he had an ox that had to plow, and one had he had bought, and the other one said, what, he got married? You know? Well, let's get back to me. Too busy. Right? But I had an excuse. We have two churches. Right? God, that's doing your work. You know, I have to have my phones on all the time, and I have to have my computers, and I have to have my iPad, because I have people, you know, and somebody could get sick, and we could have to get to the hospital, or something could happen, and somebody could need something, God. Don't you know that, God? I should have special dispensation, God. Because, you know, it's a church, God. I should be able to work 24/7. Because, you know, I am doing it for you, God. Right? Right? But it doesn't matter what my excuse is. All it is a ploy of the devil to keep me away from what? Do you know? It doesn't matter if we have 1, 100, 500, 5,000 people. If I don't go here, I am useless to here. You can't feed anybody. You can't give them a drink. You can't clothe them. You can't tell them anything that's going to help them unless you get it from here. Amen. And it's not just us as pastors. There's people everywhere. Everywhere. That are so busy, like me. And excuses. Well, we don't have the money to pay this. We don't. The kids, the God, this. And you know what? God's not hearing it. Just like he didn't hear me. What he's saying is, busy doesn't matter. Busy is a devil word.
That's right.
Because unless God is having the time to tell you, okay, you go and deal with these people today, then the busy means nothing. It's just busy doing your thing or the devil's thing. Because unless you've spent time up here where you can hear what he's been teaching us for the last several weeks, what are we doing? Just the other night, I want to see a show of hands. How many people in here heard on the news? I told Keith, that is so sad, but it goes back to exactly what you've been teaching us. They were laying in their bed, sound asleep. A car came through their house and killed them both. Raise your hand up high. Raise your hand up high. Okay. Question. How sad is that? That is really, really, really sad. Were they bothering anyone?
No.
Absolutely not. But what is happening in their life? They got too far from this. Because if they would have been close to this representing God, you understand that? God could have said, hey guys, you need to be living here. You need to be in this house. God's telling them, you need to be in this house. You need to move here. You need to do this. Because unless we're hearing from God about where we live and what we do and who we're around, the busyness doesn't mean anything. Whether it's work or whether it's play, I've got a lot of things down here. Exodus, I'm just going to read you these. You'll have to do with them what I had to do with it. Okay? Because, again, you can't judge me. But Exodus 31 says this. It says, 6 days you can work, but on the seventh day,
rest.
On the seventh day is when you clean your yard.
No.
And you do all your laundry.
No.
And you, sometime, guys, we are supposed to rest. And some point in our lives, there has to be a time of that. And I'm as guilty or more guilty than anybody. That's why I'm talking to you tonight. Because at some point in our lives, if we don't shut down and let God talk to us, we're going to be missing it right and left. We have to take that time and shut her down and not be so busy. I know there's another one. People said they don't have the time to do anything with God. They don't have the time to be able to listen to God. You know, they do a lot of things that maybe they should check about. You know, I used to, a lot more than I do now, do a lot of exercise. And I look back on it now, I used to run a lot. And I look back on it now and I think, God, if I'd have been spending as much time with you studying the healing scriptures instead of trying to run 10 miles a day, if I'd have been spending 2 hours studying healing scriptures every day instead of trying to run 10 miles a day, where would I be today?
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.